All right, WRVA 92, back on a 625.
Well, I guess you're a little bit far, but I don't know what kind of antenna you have there, Mike. But I have Harvest PC 200. There's a 200 watt antenna out that way.
Yeah, I'm just using the one that's in my office closet. It's actually one of the ham antennas, but it works pretty well on GMRS. I built it, but I have a Trane 1480 outdoors, but I'm not using that one at the moment. If I was using that one, I'd probably get in a little better amount of lemons, but there's a one in Detroit, you know, I'll just use that one, although I guess it was down for a bit this week.
Maybe that one works better anyhow. Well, yeah, you can try it. You know, I don't mind, you know, if you're going to try it today or tomorrow, just give me a holler and I will help you out with that, no problem at all. And it's a good radio, that DB20G. And also small, you know, it fits anywhere you want in the car.
Yeah, if I do put it in the car, I can put it really just wherever. And I'll just kind of be out of the way. That's the one problem with a lot of the radios is like they're too long or something's up with them, and I can't, you know, I got a little space in my center console right below the radio that's perfect for this. I may actually need some spacers to put it in there. The VRVA 92.
You'll be surprised. You might eliminate a couple of them from the car, you know, by putting this one really, you know, try that, see what happens. Roger.
Yeah, there you go. All right, I'm jump back out, but yeah, I just want to test and see how good this thing is getting into the Detroit. Turns out I could actually get into Mount Clemens with a little bit of static if I needed to, if Detroit's down again, so... Good to know I got those options. And I could obviously use the outdoor antenna to probably get into Mount Clemens a bit better. So, take it easy, Jack. WRVA 92.
Yes, sir, you take care and you have a good evening. I'll talk to you some other day. Anytime. WRUG 48.